Hi everyone, my name's Leanne. I wanted to make a podcast to help you all be on the road of self-discovery as I'm in the middle of it right now, and I feel like I have a lot to say that could really benefit you all and also myself by letting out my emotions and how I feel and see if it radiates with any of you. And if it does, feel free to reach out or join me on this road to self-love. So the first thing that I wanted to touch base on is it was my biggest self-discovery moment where I started realizing, you know what, I'm in control. I get to choose how I want to live my life, and who I want in my life, and what I'm going to do, and what makes me happy. And that big moment was when I cut out a few people that were actually really close to me. I was friends with them for the longest time, and I always told myself, like, you know, I've known them for so long, we've been friends for so long. But even throughout those years, I always felt like I was only friends with them because I put in the effort. If we hung out, it was because I initiated it. And if I didn't, then I would go and scroll on social media and all of a sudden see them hang out without an invite at all. And I don't know about you, but I felt awful about it. I looked at these people as my best friends, and they didn't have that same feeling, I guess you could say, but regardless of whose fault it truly was, I was in a position where I didn't feel as though they served me a purpose. And I don't mean to say that in a mean way. I don't think I should have to be apologetic about saying it, but I don't want it to come across as rude or cruel. I just started to notice that trying to be friends with people who I didn't feel were giving me the same sort of respect and attempt at communication and hanging out and what I wanted in a best friend or a best friend group, I decided, you know, I want to surround myself with people who make me feel better and who are positive and help me see the brighter side of things. And that's where my biggest turn on self-love began. So, I'm here to talk to you all today about that it's okay to cut people out of your life, leave them in the past, if they aren't serving you a purpose. If you feel like you're the one putting in the effort, the one thing I did was I just stopped communication. We didn't have a falling out. We didn't have any sort of bad times that caused the communication to stop, but I was just like, you know what, if they want to hang out with me, they will text me. And I'll tell you what didn't happen. Like, I didn't get a single text. And pretty much that's how we drifted apart, and I was okay with it. I knew at that time that I was done trying to serve them when they didn't want to serve me. And I knew that I'm special, I'm fun, I'm a good, dependable person. And if they didn't see that, or if they felt that I didn't serve that purpose in their life, then I knew somebody else would. And I have found a few good friendships that I much rather put my time and effort into because they give me the same kind of time and effort So I don't want you all to feel bad or feel sorry that you leave somebody in the past, because I know I felt that way, but it's about choosing yourself and putting yourself first and asking yourself, does this person make me feel better? And if they don't, then you really do have the decision on whether or not you want them in your life. And I know it's not just friends, but a lot of people have this feeling with family. If a family member is super negative and just being around them is draining because you're just constantly hearing about their struggles, yet they don't ask you about yourself and you don't feel like they make you feel better. I firmly believe that you can cut out family. Just because your blood doesn't mean anything. Like, you didn't choose to be a family member with them. I understand it might be a little harder to avoid, and if you have family functions, say your piece and walk away. Or put up with it for a day, but you don't have to feel like you're obligated if people aren't making you feel good. And if you've ever heard the saying that you are the combination of the five people you surround yourself with, well, now you've heard it, and it's so true. If you constantly feel down or sad or depressed, truly evaluate who you surround yourself with. If you're constantly depending on somebody who is super negative, how do you ever expect to get a response from them that's going to uplift you when they can't even uplift themselves? It's just a big thing people mail, yeah, they might hear about it, they might think about it, but they're like, oh, I can't do that. But you aren't going to feel self-love until you have people on your side that want you on their side as well. So I challenge you all to really evaluate where you are in life. And if you feel like your life exudes positivity or not, and if not, then question the relationships around you, because you won't start feeling better or be able to truly love yourself if you aren't content with those that are around you. And if this has struck a chord with you, if it has motivated you, if you disagree, I would love to hear your opinions. I mean, you're listening to me, and I can definitely listen to you and try to help you, and vice versa. But I appreciate you listening, if you listen this far, and to stay tuned for future podcasts. Have a great day.